Good morning with us on a Tuesday morning, as he is wont to do, Mr. Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David. Happy post-Labor Day.
And to you and all our listeners, hopefully they got rested up, because now we get into the year officially begins, not only for those school kids, but we all focus in after Labor Day. And in the Times Union's case, a look at what has become a controversial and investigated program, Startup New York.
Yes, our investigative reporter, Lauren Stanforth, looks more deeply into some of the problems that are facing Governor Cuomo's highly touted Startup New York program. An analysis that she did for the Times Union found that some of the most economically struggling areas of the state, such as the North Country, are not benefiting as much as intended. She focused on one North Country business that had been in the program, and this program aims to vitalize the upstate economy. But this company ended up dropping out because it was just getting too difficult to meet the stringent eligibility requirements. The company, Adirondack Operations, is a consulting firm for businesses, and it's near Watertown, and it was a staunch supporter of the program, and it liked being involved with the SUNY program. But the problem was that it was just getting too difficult to meet all the requirements. They wanted to hire some interns and some part-time employees, and the program urges you to hire full-time, regular employees, so they ended up dropping out. And, you know, this is just one example of how not as many jobs have been created. Only 400 jobs, a little more than 400 jobs, have been created since the start of the program. The state says that they expect at least 4,100 jobs to be created within a few years, but the program just has to be given more time to take root. The whole analysis, of course, is in the Times Union today.
Accommodations for disabled voters.
Right. You know, more and more, the disabled are being looked at as a voting bloc, and people are paying attention. A recent report published last month by a pair of Rutgers University professors found that the number of eligible voters with some sort of disability is on the rise nationally and in New York, and that the group is projected to have a greater influence over time on elections. The study doesn't exactly say that disabled people vote a particular way, but they do tend to want the government to be more involved in creating jobs, and the people in their household may vote that way too. So it will have a growing influence in the coming elections.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.